Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. This is Ray Freeman with Rich Kleinfeld. Today, we begin the story of the first 50 years of rock and roll.
Rock and roll combines many kinds of American music. Country music, folk music, church music, work songs, blues, and jazz. Rock and roll developed in the early 1950s from a kind of music called rhythm and blues. Black singers and musicians performed rhythm and blues. At first, this music was popular only with African Americans.
But during the early 1950s, the popularity of rhythm and blues music spread. It became very popular among white young people. They listened to this music on radio stations that broadcast across the country late at night. Some teenagers began buying rhythm and blues records as a form of rebellion. This music was very different from the music that was popular with their parents. The music was exciting. It had a very strong rhythm and beat. Some of the songs were about sex. Some adults strongly objected to rhythm and blues music. They did not think young people should listen to it.
Alan Freed had a radio show in Cleveland, Ohio in the early 1950s. He is said to be the first person to use the expression rock and roll to describe rhythm and blues music. Alan Freed was one of the first to play rock and roll music on his radio show. And he organized the first rock and roll concert in Cleveland in 1952. Songs by black performers like Fats Domino and Little Richard soon became popular with white teenagers. These singers recorded their records in the southern city of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Many experts believe that rock and roll music was born in the southern city of Memphis, Tennessee. Sam Phillips was a white record producer there. He produced records by local black musicians. One day, an 18-year-old truck driver came to his studio to record a song for his mother. That young man was Elvis Presley. Phillips produced Presley's first real record in 1954. Many experts consider it to be the first rock and roll song. It is called That's All Right.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. She done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you foolin' with, she ain't no good to you. But that's alright, that's alright. That's alright, Mama, anyway do.
Experts say another song is important in the history of rock and roll. Bill Haley and his Comets recorded Rock Around the Clock in 1954. It was not popular at first. Then it was used in a movie about rebellious teenagers called The Blackboard Jungle. The movie caused a lot of debate. It also made the song a huge hit. Rock Around the Clock became a song of teenage rebellion.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. But it's right, right, so join me home. We'll have some fun.
Many other rock and roll singers became popular in the 1950s. They included Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Chuck Berry. Each performer created his own kind of rock and roll. Chuck Berry's music was a mixture of country and rhythm and blues. In 1955, his song Maybelline was one of the most popular songs in the country.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You just started doing the thing you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out of run my V8 road. A Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
In the 1960s, black music and musicians became recognized as an important part of the music industry in America. This was because a company in Detroit, Michigan, called Motown Records, produced some of the most popular songs in American music. Berry Gordy started Motown Records. He was the first person to present black music so it appealed to both blacks and whites. One of Motown's most successful groups was the Supremes, led by Diana Ross. Here is one of their hits, Come See About Me.
I've been crying, ooh, 'cause I'm lonely.
For you,
smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away.
A different kind of rock and roll music was developing in Southern California. Five young men from Los Angeles formed a group called the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson wrote, performed, and produced the group's records. The Beach Boys' songs had complex music and simple words. The words were about the local teenage culture. The group sang about riding surfboards on the ocean waves. One of their most popular songs was Surfin' USA.
If everybody had a boat across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch a surfing at L.A.
Inside, outside U.S.A.
At Burr County Line.
Inside, outside U.S.A.
Santa Cruz and Fred.
Inside, outside U.S.A.
Where the Caribbean.
Inside, outside U.S.A.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside U.S.A.
And down the meaning way.
Inside, outside
U.S.A. Everybody's got surfing.
Surfing USA.
It was also in the 1960s that rock and roll music began to change. The words became as important as the music. Bob Dylan began writing songs that many young people considered to be poetry. Dylan was influenced by folk singers and songwriters like Woody Guthrie. Dylan's early songs concerned serious social issues. He wrote about war and racial injustice. Some of his songs were used as protest songs for the anti-war and civil rights movements in America. Later, Dylan wrote more personal songs. Here is one of his most popular songs, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming.
In 1964, a new rock and roll group from England invaded America. Some say the Beatles' music shook America like an earthquake. The Beatles changed rock and roll music forever. Our program was written by Shelley Gollis and produced by Katie Weaver and LaJuan Davis. I'm Ray Freeman. Next week, Rich Kleinfeld and I continue the story of rock and roll on This Is America in VOA Special English. Visitors to America can learn more at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum in Cleveland, Ohio, or visit on the internet, Rock Hall, one word, rockhall.com. We leave you now with one of my favorite rock and roll hits from 1961. Ray Charles sings, Hit the Road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack, don't you come back.
So mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
Baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
No care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.